quickest and only way to get fit, get puffed. If you're not overloading your heart and lungs, you're not going to get fit. Quickest way to get strong, overload muscles and bones. Use as many muscles as you possibly can at the same time so that your endocrine system hormones, your central nervous system, brain, electricity system is firing at peak performance. So your body literally becomes a high performance machine from overload, muscles, bones, heart, lungs, endocrine system, central nervous system. After that, the argument begins. What's safe? What's the right exercise? What's a dodgy exercise? Which exercises will injure me? Which ones will waste my time? Which ones are the best ones for me? And you could argue for the rest of your life. There are people who troll the internet to argue with other people about what exercises are good and bad and which ones work best and which ones don't. So here's a simple plan. You could apply it to any exercise that you see, any exercise information that's delivered to you, any exercise information that you find on the internet or social media. If you apply this system, you could work it out for yourself. You wouldn't need a guru. Isn't this exciting? Number one, the only exercise that works is the one that you'll do. If you don't do it, it won't work. Simple. So if you look at something and say, I'm not going to do that. It's too long. It's too boring. It's too complicated. Looks silly. Makes me look silly. Doesn't look safe. Doesn't make any sense. It's probably nonsense. Then choose not to do that exercise. And that's the beautiful thing is we do get to choose. Some people say to me, when I go to a class, I have to do the exercises that are in the class. Probably not. If you go to a nightclub, you don't have to take drugs. You don't have to smoke cigarettes and you don't have to drink alcohol. You can choose not to do what everybody else is doing at that place. So even if you do a class, you don't have to do the silly nonsense exercises. So how do you figure them out? Number one is if you will stick to it for the rest of your life, because obviously if I ask this question, do you want to be old, fat, weak and sick as you get older? Most people, I think, will say no. So if you want to stay strong and fit and happy and be a fat-burning machine and a virus-fighting machine and a disease-fighting machine and a high-performance machine as you get older, then obviously you need to keep doing your exercise to stay fit and strong. So number one, will you keep doing it for the rest of your life? Will you do it? The next one is it's safe, and there's no which one's more important. An exercise might be safe, but you won't do it. So the first and most important is that you will do it. But second, really important, if the exercise is not safe, if it's going to injure you either now or sometime in the future, then what a stupid exercise, because you won't be able to do it because you'll be injured. And it doesn't make any sense to me. There's so many exercises that you only have to look at them to decide for yourself that just doesn't make any sense. I'm going to hurt myself if I do that. If you are involved in workplace health and safety in any form of commercial trade, in business, there are things and ways to lift heavy objects that we're taught in workplace health and safety. If you lift it any other way, you'll hurt your back, you'll hurt your shoulder, you hurt your knees, you hurt whatever. Yet in the gym or with exercise, we seem to think that our body is bulletproof from a dangerous exercise. Well, of course it isn't. And the quickest way to work out if an exercise is safe is to have a look where the load is going through or which part of your body will be overloaded. Obviously, the human body is designed to take compression forces. That's what we do. We walk around. We've got gravity pushing through our joints. So we are used to compression forces. What doesn't work well for the human body is shearing forces. And just that word, if you are shearing across the joint, and we always use the example of sandpaper. If you put two pieces of wood together and put sandpaper in between and push, nothing's going to happen. The wood will not wear away. But if you start rubbing the sandpaper across the wood, shear the paper across the wood, you will wear the wood away. Now, you might do it slowly, but you will be wearing it away. You only have to look at some exercises. Look where the gravity is pushing through the joint. And if gravity is pushing across the joint, not through the joint, that exercise has now shearing forces, not compression forces, and it will cause injury, if not immediately, at some time in the future. Now, it might be 10 or 20 years in the future, but if you want to be a fit, strong, healthy, amazing human being at 60, 70, 80, 100 plus, do you want to do an exercise that will screw up your joint? I don't. Unfortunately, I did. And now I've got screwed up joints and I don't wish that for anybody. I did years and years and years of shearing forces across my joints, bicep curls, tricep kickbacks, leg extensions, back extensions, silly, silly exercises. Most silly was the sit-up exercise because people think, well, I used to think, of course, that I was burning fat off my abdominals and my abdominals were getting stronger, except all I was lifting was my own body weight and not even my whole body. And of course, the human body works best in the upright position. So why we exercise in the seated position is a really great question to ask. Why would we do anything sitting down when the human body functions? Just this simple number. We burn 7% more calories standing up and our brain works 7% more effectively in the upright position because everything can flow freely. So great question to ask. Is this exercise in the best position for the human body? And if it's seated or on the floor, of course the answer is no. If there's shearing forces going across the joint rather than compression forces, the exercise is going to be dodgy. So will I do this exercise for the rest of my life? Is it safe? Then comes the Smarties principle, and I'm sure you've heard it before, if not from me, from somebody else. It's a really simple process and an analysis, a way to look at any exercise, any eating plan and work out for yourself whether or not this is something that you should be doing. So is it safe? Yes. Smarties is something I can stick to for the rest of my life, but I can't stick to it if it's not safe. So the Smarties principle covers off one and two. Will I stick to this for the rest of my life? Is it safe? Smarties, S-M-A-R-T-I-E-S. M stands for moderation. If something is extreme, so it's extreme in time, extreme in effort, extreme in wanting to hurt you, and I'm sure that most exercise professionals or exercise people don't want to hurt you, but if they've learnt their anatomy and physiology, they would know that an exercise is safe or dodgy. They would know whether it's shearing forces or compression forces. They would actually understand human anatomy and human physiology. So, something you can stick to for the rest of your life, is it in moderation? Is it achievable for you? There are a lot of people who love to exercise for 2-3 hours a day, or they love to run 42 kilometres or ride their bike for 150 kilometres. But is that achievable for your lifestyle, your time frame, even your headspace? Do you even want to exercise for a long time? So ask yourself the question, will I stick to this for the rest of my life? Is it in moderation? Is it achievable? Is this realistic? Is the realistic for me, my life, my family, everything that I love? Particularly with eating plans, if something takes away everything that you love to eat and adds in things that you don't like to eat, is that realistic and will you be able to stick to it for the rest of your life? Time efficient. The biggest excuse that people use for not exercising, for not eating healthy food, is it takes too much time. So if you look at an eating or exercise plan and it just takes too long or it's going to take up a long time out of your life, then perhaps you won't stick to it for the rest of your life. So a great thing to consider. So SMART, something I can stick to for the rest of my life. Is it moderation? Is it achievable? Is it realistic? Is it time efficient? Interesting, enjoyable is the next two. Interesting and enjoyable. The beautiful thing though is if it's only short, it doesn't really matter if it's interesting or enjoyable because it's so short. So I don't find it particularly interesting to sprint for 10 seconds or particularly enjoyable to sprint for 10 seconds, but it's bloody time efficient. So every 15 minutes I sprint, I do something that gets me puffed for 10 seconds. However, I find that much more interesting and enjoyable than plod jogging for an hour or going to a class for 45 minutes or doing a gym workout that takes an hour and a half, three sets of 10, 27 exercises. Very interesting and enjoyable when your exercise program is over and done with really fast and you get the best results possible. So that's what those two are for. The last one is scientific. Does it make sense? Is it common sense? Is a really good question. Often you can just look at an exercise and see that it's stupid. So Smarties, something you can stick to for the rest of your life because it's safe, moderation, achievable, realistic, time efficient, interesting, enjoyable, and does it make sense? We used to call it science. Is it backed up by science? But there's so much contradicting science about physiology. What isn't contradicting, however, is anatomy. So if you stick with the science of anatomy, that hasn't changed. We don't grow any more bones or muscles. There's no different bones or muscles in the last 50, 100, even 200 years. So that's really For me, that's satisfying to know that if you understand the anatomy of the human body, the body systems and how they work together, so that's a little bit of physiology, then everything will make sense, common sense as well as science. So number one, will you do the exercise? Number two, is it safe? Because if it's going to hurt you, you won't be able to do it. Smarties principle. And then what's the outcome of the exercise? It's really easy to say, do this exercise. And a lot of people will. They'll preach at you, do this exercise. But what about the outcome? What do you want the exercise to do for you? If you want the exercise to help you lose weight, get fit, get strong, then whoever's giving you the exercise should be able to prove to you, should be able to explain to you in simple common sense terms how and why, how the exercise will work and why it will work to give you the result that you want. We spend a lot of time on the process of an exercise. Don't do, mustn't do, have to do. This is how long, this is how many, this is what you have to use. But there's a simple question to ask. Why would I do that and how does it work? And whoever's giving you the exercise should be able to explain that to you. And not just explain it to you, but explain it to you based on what you want your outcome or your results to be. So if you, for example, want to burn fat off your abdominal area, if somebody tells you to do sit-ups to do that, you would have to ask the question, how does that work and why would I do it? How, by lying on the ground, pulling my shoulders up towards my knees and squishing the fat, releasing the fat, squishing the fat, releasing the fat, how will that get the fat off my abdominals? And somebody would have to be able to explain that to you, which if they understand anatomy and physiology, they won't be able to do that because that's not how the human body works. So, simple process. There's only four things there. Number one, will I stick to this for the rest of my life? Number two, is it safe so I don't get injured? Number three, the Smarties principle, and run everything through the Smarties principle because then you'll find out if it's going to work for you. And then the last one is, what's the outcome of the exercise? And if the person giving you the exercise cannot explain how and why an exercise will work, then perhaps pick a different expert, pick a different guru, or even better, become your own guru. Learn your anatomy and physiology. We learn our ABCs. We learn how to read. We learn how to write. But the most important thing about our life is our health. If we don't have our health, if we're not fit and strong, the rest of our life is pretty ordinary. So what's the use of learning how to read and write and even become educated in a great skill or career path if you haven't got your own health? And there's so many people preaching at us now about our health and exercise and eating and nutrition and all the stuff, the social media stuff, and there's so much of it and so contradicting. Wouldn't it be great if we learn it ourselves? If you learn your own anatomy and physiology and you understand how your own body works, and even more importantly, this is where I get really excited, muscles, bones, heart, lungs, hormones, central nervous system, digestive system, immune system. If they're all working together, what's your life going to be like? If you've got strong muscles and bones, you've got fit heart and lungs, you've got an endocrine system, hormones, that you are in control of rather than them controlling you. If your central nervous system is firing, so your brain's working really well and sending messages to every part of your body that needs to be healthy, fit and strong. If your immune system is strong, so you don't get sick, you don't pick up germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. And if you do, you get rid of them really quickly because your immune system fights for you. And if your digestive system's working really well, so the food that you put in one end comes out the other end with all the rubbish that should come out, and it comes out quickly and gives you all the vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, nutrients, antioxidants that you need, how exciting would life be? And all of that happens when you're fit and strong, and the only way to get fit and strong is to exercise. And the only way to work out whether an exercise is something that's going to work for you is, number one, will I stick to this for the rest of my life? Number two, is it safe so that it doesn't hurt me so I can do it for the rest of my life? Have I run it through the Smarties principle? And whatever I decide to do, do I have a clear answer on why would I do this and how does it work so I get the results that I want? And then we would have an exercise program that works. Does that sound awesome? What a great question. Woohoo!